David, one all at the end of it, but does that feel like one that's got away?
No, not at all. No, no. It's one that, you know, we've been building for that game. We've been building all week from it, building all the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks. And I see progression. I see forward momentum. You know, if you don't lock down the pitch, and we didn't down the centre of the pitch, then you know you deserve to concede goals, and we did. It wasn't a great goal for us. You know, it's a bad goal to concede, and we did. So, you know, we got at times what we deserved, but certainly we had chances to win the game. First half, it was expressive. We had the passion, the pressure to our performance, and real quality. We had lads on the top form, you know, Pedersen and Chris O'Grady, Foxy Perks, backed up by, you know, Paddy McCourt and Mellis, you know, pressing. So we got at Wednesday, we got into them. And then second half, I think the dynamic changed when they got the big kid on. And that's a direct team as we'll probably come up against. And you've got to withstand it. I said to the players after the game, we have to withstand that pressure. And for a moment, we didn't.
But for an hour, you've been the best team, haven't you?
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know. And I'm just disappointed because you're expecting us as a group. You know, we've worked so much on it. We've done it all week. Set pieces, long throws. It's coming in the box. Deal with it. Look after it. Embrace it. And we worked a lot on it. And it just, you know, we fell short. But, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm seeing progression. Looking forward to the Ipswich now. I certainly see a team that's fighting for the town and fighting for what we're about. And it's a representation of what I am as a person. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction. I've got a real strong belief that is happening.
How much credit does Pedersen take for the goal? Because in commentary, I was impressed because he had the shot, hits the post. A lot of strikers put their hands on their head and take their eyes off what's going on. He had the presence of mind to stay alive, stay alert, and then put it away second time.
Well, you know, Peds, if he gets in a shooting opportunity, the guy's got a killer instinct. You know, he's got that, what all great strikers have got, all the best strikers. He's got an instinct and desire for goals. And he's took it so early, the first shot, that, you know, it beats Kirtland hands down. But then to react like you're saying, to not be disappointed and to reset, to think you've got a sniff of your second goal. But that's what the great goal scorers do. They never switch off. And Peds has got that, and he's got fitter. He's run all day today. He's put a shift in for this football team. And if he adds the quality he's got and the work rate that these lads are teaching him as well and being in around this environment, you know, we're going to have one hell of a player. And I just need now to keep him fit, keep him on a rhythm, and keep him getting games, because that's all Peds needs.
Dave's upset they didn't get a penalty prior to the goal on Voto. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it, no. And, you know, at the time I thought, what a weak claim that is. You know, and I don't like really winning football matches at that level when it could be an if, but or maybe. Could have, should have, would have, but it didn't, you know. So I just want to concentrate on this group, concentrate on the forward planning that we've got, and really focus on that, because, you know, I like winning a football match hands down, me, and that's where I'm at with that one.
But there was another flashpoint coming together of Reader Johnson and Pedersen. What was your reading of that? Because some people have said there was a headbutt in there,
yes.
Some have said not.
Reading? It's black and white. I was 2 foot away. It's black and white. The kid's gone to torment or frustrate or tease Marcus in. He's gone with a headbutt. He's thrown his head at him. There's no doubt about that. He's propelled his head forward to Marcus Pedersen. And it's black and white, then that should be sending off. The linesman doesn't deal with it, doesn't want to deal with it, doesn't want to get involved in it, and he's got the exact same view as me. But we didn't get it, so, you know, disappointed with that, but again, we move on.
And just looking ahead now, what's the emphasis that you're placing on the team as you prepare for Ipswich now?
Just, you know, we really got to focus as a team and as a group of 11 players to get that clean sheet. You know, clean sheet today wins this football match, That's what I'm after. That's what we're searching for. That's what we're trying to drill into this team day in, day out. We keep clean sheets, and we'll go on to win a lot more football matches. But there's a lot of steps to take that. You know, it's a big target, that. So an half-time clean sheet, which I was delighted with. And then, you know, for 5 seconds, we switched off, opened the game up, and they've scored. But we're going to keep propelling. We're going to keep moving with the quality we've got. And keep building this group, because it's certainly work in progress.
Finally, this left back search. I was impressed with Kennedy today, by the way, up against Antonio. But is it still in your mind? Are you talked about this Premier League lead that might have come up and you look to explore?
Yeah, it's something that we're just going to keep our eye on. I'm happy at the minute with Tom Kennedy's form. You know, I had two left backs last season with Goldburn and Tom Kennedy, but I'm just trying to get to a point where I don't want to use that last loan signing I've got.
Yeah.
So it's finally balanced at the minute, and I'm not spinning plates, but I'm certainly making sure we get the right one. And Ramos is getting nearer each week, which helps the situation, and Lewin Nyatangri. So it's been good that we've been able to catch up a little bit on Ramos and Tangs, because I'm only one centre-half away really at the minute from getting, you know, another centre-half in. So it's finally balanced, that one.